This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, got a lot going on, in the news. I want to congratulate Larry Elder for having the guts. And first of all, I don't know about how smart he is for entering the governor's race in California. Most of us are trying to get out and not stay here for a longer period of time. But Larry, stupid thing that the government did, or the legislature did a couple of years back when they passed a law to try to keep Trump out. And as usual here in California, we saw any guys in the last hour, they throw these bills together, they throw these laws together, and they don't really think them through. And Larry beat them on their own technicality. It was beautiful. And you know, thank God he had the same attorney I had, Harmeet Dhillon, and that team was working with him, which was great. They are great. They're the ones that helped me with the Katie Hill issue. And so Larry didn't throw in the towel, didn't give up. I believe that's how he's going to be if and when he becomes governor. But the other thing, too, is I want to discuss a little bit is the fact that these guys don't, some of them don't really understand that even though he gets in as governor, what's he going to be able to do? What's anybody going to be able to do, a conservative or Republican or conservative, independent, whatever? They still own two-thirds of the legislature here. And they've got veto power. They can override anything he puts out. Even if he writes an executive order, they can whip out a law in a relatively short period of time to countermand his executive order. So, you know, a lot of you Democrats, a lot of you independents that want Newsom gone, because you actually believe that by him being gone, things are going to turn around and change. Until you change the legislature, until you change the body that's up there, nothing's going to change. We see, look, you know I'm part of a school board here in Southern California. I have to bow to the whim of the state and the county. They send these arcane rules and rulings down to us to have to move through and do. The county backs them up. And we can't do anything about it. So people get mad at us being a conservative board or conservative on that board. And I say, you know what? As conservatives, we believe in the law. We believe in following the law. We believe in upholding the law. That's why I swore to do it. I got on the board. So when laws come down, our mandates come down, we have to adhere to them. Now, we can get creative at times. Adhere to them to the least level that we can. But most of the time, we're stuck doing what they tell us to do. Or we lose our funding. All that to say, if you can engage with this governor, you can change the governor out. But if you don't change out the legislature, nothing really changes. And Newsom has just come down with another mask law. That, to me, is a precursor to another lockdown. I don't see how he's going to justify it. And the lockdown of the mask for me is him putting a damper on the voting again. I know I'm thinking a little sinister here because it's what I would do. And I think it's what you see other people do. So you really got to be careful. You really got to be careful when you look at this and you get all excited. But what's the alternative? How are we going to fix it? So let's say you do get a Larry Elder in there. And now you've still got a Senate and an Assembly that is well more than two-thirds, in favor of the Democrats. Are you going to be able to fix the water shortages that we're having here in California? Now they're wanting us to save 15% of the water, right? Water conservation. Yet we're spilling, pouring, sending millions and millions of gallons of fresh water a day into the ocean because we want to save, and some of you have heard me talk about this before, the reservoir up in San Francisco, up in the Bay Area. We want to save a bunch of minnows that don't belong there, that aren't native to that area, from extinction. When on the East Coast, they use those exact same fish to actually fish with. They use them as bait. But the people aren't that important. Now, I don't know. I may have my numbers mixed up, and I apologize if they do. You can call me out for it. But at one point in time in the recent past, California made up about 60% of the produce going out in this country, being grown in this country. And Newsom wants to cut the water a lot larger than 50% to the central part of the state, which grows a lot of these fruits and vegetables and what have you. How does that make any sense? I'm being funny here, but how does it make any sense? It doesn't. They have no rhyme or reason for what they're doing. When he did the mask mandate for Sunday, think about what he said. He comes out on a Thursday. He tells you how bad this is, how bad the variant is, and it's we've got 1,000 people a day now heading for the hospitals, which was not true. They were testing positive for, but none of them had symptoms, and yet it was so bad, so rampant, that we could wait 2.5 days to put the masks on. Are we for real? Have we cowered down so much? Or has our IQ dropped so much that we don't think about pushing back on this? We've got to push back on this. I'm not telling you, let's be clear, I'm not talking about violence here. But you've got to find a way to start pushing back on this. After the break, Christian Watson joins me. He's the host of the Pensive Politics podcast and Christian Watson channel on YouTube. And he's been featured across digital and visual media outlets all over the place. We're going to talk about what it's like, I guess, to act black. Whatever. I don't get it. That's why I got him on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Please answer the question.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that one.
We are back. You listen to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, thejoemessinashow.com. And I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Remember, if you want a text alert, because I hate email messages to people, I get it. If you want a text alert, simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77222. That's GOJO to 77222. And you get an alert. I don't do it every night because I don't want you bothering me every night. You know what I'm saying? So I send it out a couple nights a week, remind you the show's coming up, what's coming on, and what we're going to be talking about. I'm really excited to have this person on with me. I've never met him before, but, you know, reading some of the things that he's written and what he stands for, it's what we talk about on the show on a regular basis. And again, we need to understand, if we can't have dialogue with each other, I don't care what color, what size, what shape you are, what ethnicity you are, if we can't just simply have a conversation without parsing our words, worried about how we're going to say it, we're done. We're just totally done. So Christian Watson is the host for a Pensive Politics podcast and the Christian Watson channel on YouTube. He's also a spokesman for Color Us United. And, man, I agree with that. I agree with that line so much. And glad to have you on with me.
Happy to be here, Joe. Thank you for having me.
All right, so before we get started, because, you know, we're going to get into the conversation, and I'm going to forget, and then I'm going to feel bad. So tell people where to find your podcast and when. I don't know if you're live at times or not, but tell us about it.
Well, so I'm Christian, and I'm a spokesperson for Color Us United, and our website is at colorusunited.org. We are a campaign fighting for a race-blind America, and we want Americans to realize that America is built upon principles, and we all have access to those principles. My podcast is the Pensive Politics Podcast, and I do it live every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday on my YouTube channel, which is titled Christian Watson. So you just go to YouTube and type in Christian Watson or Pensive Politics. You can find it there.
Okay, now you gotta help me out here, because I get beat up all the time when we say things like we don't see color, which means it's not that I don't notice that you're a black man or a black woman. It plays into nothing that I have in making a decision to have lunch with you, hang out with you, buy your book or whatever. And they say, that's wrong. You can't do that. That shows you're a racist. Come on, help me out, man.
So this is why we use the term race blind, because colorblind has been tainted and attacked by leftist academics as being insensitive to the struggles that minorities must inherently face by virtue of their existence. And regardless of the untruth of that statement, in the public consciousness, the word colorblindness does signify dismissal, which is why we use the word race blind. It simply means that race, and any other identity, by the way, has absolutely no bearing on who you are as an individual. And the founders knew this, by the way. A lot of folks don't think the founders knew this, because some of the founders had a sort of ambivalent attitude towards slavery. The founders knew this, which is why they believed in the idea of natural law, that we are all naturally free and all naturally valuable as human beings. And so when we say race blind, all we're saying is that everyone is valuable as an individual in their own conditions, regardless of whatever arbitrary characteristic that they may have or may not have. And that's the sentiment that America was built upon.
Yeah, no, totally agree with you. And the funny thing about it is, you know, to the title, you know, you hear this all the time, and I don't know if you know these people, but I have Alfonso Rachel is on with me on Thursdays, and Sonia Schmidt is on with me on Fridays, and we constantly talk about this thing where in the black community, it's almost like they get mad at you if you're doing well, and your term, act black, comes up a lot in our other conversations. What is that? It's like people say to me, you know, your family's from Italy, why don't you act like an Italian? Well, what does that mean?
Exactly. And this is a problem of understanding people not as individuals but as groups and through categories. And this is really an easy and lazy way to think about things, because, you know, when you think about someone as a part of a group, you can assign them all kind of qualities that they may or may not have, but it becomes much easier for you to justify that because you can look at group trends. So this is where the idea of acting black comes from. Black youth, and this is what Sonia Peterson Lewis and her study found with her co-partner, they found black youth will look at how other black youth are behave and use that as a means of gauging if they're being authentic or not, and then use the word acting black, define that behavior as acting black so they can remain authentic. And this mindset is obviously very dangerous because it ignores the truth of their individuality and it binds them to mediocrity. For many black youth, it makes them not want to achieve academically, makes them want to dress a certain way, talk a certain way, and do things they're going to infringe, not upon just upon their future, but upon their self-image as well. So I think the way to beat this is simply recognize who you are, recognize that you are an individual with inalienable rights, and that means something. That means something much more than whatever social group you belong to, and take that sentiment and use it in all of your interactions. Be unapologetic about being an individual.
You know, I heard that when I was a kid growing up in a heavy Italian section, and then as I grew up and got out of the French, you know, know your place. You know, the term of knowing your place. Now, I know with the black community it probably hits a little harder, but, you know, being Italian and some of my Irish friends, we heard that in certain areas. And I never understood it, really, because it's like, what do you mean, know my place? And then I realized as I got older exactly what that meant. But that hits home even harder for the black community, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and here's the thing. I don't necessarily believe in the idea of the black community. I think this is actually part of the reason why we have so much trouble, is because there are a lot of people who view African Americans as a part of this big group with no differences or variations. And, of course, this is just against logic. Everything has variations. You know, animals, there is not a single scientist that will study an animal by simply thinking they're an animal. They'll look at the particulars of any particular animal, like a lion or hippopotamus. And similarly, no one human being is made equal, no matter what similar traits they may have. So once we move past this idea of the black community, I think that the idea of acting black can then therefore be challenged, because we've recognized ourselves as individuals, not as members of this huge, vast collective.
Yeah, you bring something up in some of your writings here. You were acting white because you were reading comic books, and you listened to jazz rather than playing football, and you listened to rap. I mean, you didn't listen to rap. I mean, seriously, they throw all this stuff on you because there's an expectation that you're supposed to act a certain way. I just never understood this. And again, you and some of my other black friends have brought it to my attention that you do undermine yourselves from within the black community, if you would, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yes. And this is the idea about authenticity, that who you are as an authentic individual is tied to your skin color and tied to doing what people think your skin color is supposed to do, whatever that might mean. And so really, I think the idea of acting black is really a kind of internalized racism, if you want to ask me, because if you expect less of yourself because you are a certain kind of race or group, then you're really demeaning yourself. It's actually the highest insult you can give to anyone, and to insult yourself like that, to demean your potential as a human being. And so, yeah, there is a lot of pushback because people are captured by these grand delusions of, you know, the black community, the black cause, all these things which mean absolutely nothing in reality. You know, what is good for a black person in Nebraska is not good for a black person in Detroit and New York City. These are just simple truths.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I always tease about on the show, and I think it's real, is the Denver. Well, hey, I guess we'll have to hit this on the other side of break because I got to pay for the show. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more going on. Christian Watson is with me, spokesman for Color Us United, the host of Pence in Politics. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the United States have tripled in the last few weeks, with the latest data from Johns Hopkins University showing the 7-day rolling average now at more than 37,000 new cases per day. That's up from 13,000 at the beginning of July. Health officials point to the rapid spread of the Delta variant of the virus for the increase in cases. More than 80% of new cases are now from the Delta strain. Local officials are trying to respond to the hike, as some in California and Nevada are recommending that all residents, including those who are vaccinated, return to wearing masks in indoor public settings. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has threatened to pull all five of his nominees to a committee to investigate the riots at the Capitol after two members were rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She announced Wednesday she would reject the selection of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio. McCarthy responded by saying he'd pull the rest of his nominees unless she reverses her decision, calling the speaker's move an egregious abuse of power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks for listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe it tells me how high your IQ is, but that's just me. But I really do appreciate the time with me. Check it out. Hey, head up to, if you go to MyPillow.com, you're a Mike Lindell kind of person, you appreciate what he's doing for the cause, if you would. Head up to MyPillow.com. If you're going to buy a pillow, I bought the slippers. I'm in love with those slippers. I keep talking about them. You really feel like you're walking on a pillow, actually. But if you're going to buy anything from there, use the promo code Joe. You're going to get a few bucks off yourself. You help the cause, and I get brownie points over it. So we should be supporting each other. As you know, social media has really clamped down on many of us, so there's no real money being made at that level. So, yeah, again, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe when you check out, and you will save a few bucks, I promise. It's a great product. I haven't had any problems with it. Let me bring him on with me. I'm enjoying my conversation with Christian Watson. He's the spokesman for Color Us United. God bless. I love that name. And the host of Pensive Politics. And Christian, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
No problem, Joe. Happy to be here.
All right. So, you know, let's get back to, again, it's all these preconceived notions about the quote-unquote black community and what you should be doing and how you should be acting and how you should be doing what the Democrats are the only ones that are protecting you. And one of the conversations we had during the break, I told you, I said, you know, I try to speak to some of these issues, and the most common email that I get when I'm speaking about abortion or black issues or that kind of thing is, you're not black. How can you speak to black issues? I said, I'm human. It's a human issue, is it not? So are you okay with me speaking about black issues?
Well, I think I reject the premise that any issue is a black issue. And this is, again, this is the problem with viewing people as categories, because categories are ultimately artificial, right? What is very real is the fact that we are all human beings. And what is also very real is that if you're an American and you're America and you're an American citizen, you are an American. Those two things, I can identify those things, I can observe those things, I can test those things, I can verify those things. You know, race has become such a sort of the goalpost for what race is has moved so much. much. You know, you have the left saying, okay, this is a social construct, which may be true, but then saying, but you can't talk about certain issues due to this social construct, which makes no sense. It's a contradiction. So, yes, I'm fine with talking about any issue if you have done the research, if you approach it with a hearty sense of reason and logic, and if you are willing to engage other people to do what John Stuart Mill said, to sort of wrestle with falsehood and give it towards truth. If you can do those things, talk about any issue that you are reasonably informed on.
Look, I agree with you. And if somebody is spewing party points, I don't even listen to them. I actually will cut them off the show and won't even bring them on. But when you're speaking from the heart, I can tell, and I'm sure you can tell too. When you have somebody that really wants to help fix something or be part of fixing something, you can tell when they're going down that road. And some people do it. They've got misinformation. Just slow them down and help them understand. And I find that that works instead of yelling at each other. But
exactly.
Yeah. And my fear, you know, we touched a little bit on CRT. My fear with what's going on right now is, as I've talked about many times on the show, I have a black granddaughter. Okay. Now, I don't call her black. I have a granddaughter. But there are other people that make me call her or expect me to call her black, but they have to call her out as different. Why? She's my granddaughter. It's really that simple. But what really brings it to the surface is with CRT and some of the things being taught, is my black granddaughter going to look at me someday and say, he's white, he must hate me? You know what I'm saying? Look at the rest of her family based on what they're being taught in school and other places. That doesn't help anything, does it?
No, no, not at all. And the fundamental flaw of critical race theory is that it views people through an artificial lens. It views people through the lens of race, not through the lens of human interactions. You know, fundamentally, a lot of people in America, and this has been actually true, I think, for the good majority of the history of America, have only cared about one single thing. Do you respect me and my rights? If you respect me and my rights and you are a good person, then I like you. The frontier could not have been discovered if we were too concerned about someone's classification or category as a group. America itself could not have been founded if we were too concerned about someone's ideological beliefs or their opinions about certain things. The Federalists and the Anti-Federalists were in fierce conflict every step of the way, and yet from the fire of their rage, birthed one of the most brilliant experiments in the history of humanity. So we can use that same principle of voluntary cooperation, peaceful human interaction, to understand people as individuals, as human beings, not as races, to continue to find solutions to some of the most complicated issues in America right now. But critical race theory says, no, only certain people can speak about certain issues. Everyone else is an oppressor. Everyone else has, certain things they gotta fix, like saying that whiteness is a curse or whatever. Some critical race theorists say that. And that's going to not only break people apart, it's going to prevent progress, any kind of substantial or reasonable progress from happening in the first place.
Oh, my friend, you are so right about these things. I'll tell you why. Just the other night, I told you at my school board meeting, we had a pretty hot issue that we were dealing with. And, and the bottom line with it was every single, and I'm just flat out honest, every single young black person that came up started it off with you racist bunch of board members, okay, sticking up for this country, this racist country that was built on the back of slaves. And they went on and on for, a minute. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, you're not getting anywhere with this. It's misinformation. It's not real. Okay? And we're raising a group of people that are just going to hate this country. Forget the white-black thing for a moment. They're going to hate this country based on misinformation they got. Our founding fathers, if you read their letters to each other, it wasn't that they were 100% for slavery at all. Matter of fact, many of them were against slavery. Well, how could Washington own slaves? Because what are you going to do? You're going to release slaves at a day and time where somebody else would have grabbed them and mistreated them and what have you? I'm not making excuses for our founding fathers, but you have to look at the whole picture and not the simplicity of just let them go. The first slave ship that arrived in this country, people don't realize that slavery was illegal. What did they do? They when they caught them, they took the captain and crew, put them in prison, released the slaves, but nobody ever talks about that history. So I'm sorry, I rambled on for a minute, but I was upset that the black kids, the only rage that they have, instead of trying to make life better, is yelling at us and spewing misinformation.
Right, exactly. I think you've touched on a few good points there. You know, people like Richard Henry Lee and other founding fathers, and even Thomas Jefferson, who had a bit of an ambivalent attitude in some instances about slavery, but also had a condemnation of it, calling it, in his words, execrable, very bad, in a few of his letters. I mean, people don't understand the nuances of this, but most importantly, Joe, I think people don't understand something. This is going to be a radical thought, but I want you to entertain it for a moment. I don't think America could ever be a racist nation. Because we talk about America, what are we talking about really? I mean, we can't be talking about any groups for reasons that I mentioned before, because groups are not, we don't really engage with groups in our everyday lives. We engage in individuals. When we talk about America, we're talking about a set of principles that exist and creates the foundation for a government. And the set of principles that America exists upon are principles which preach that every person is naturally equal in their fundamental value, that every person has freedom, that every person has reason, and every person, so long as you not violate someone else's stuff, has the ability and should have the ability to act freely. Those principles are the exact opposite of racism and bigotry. Those principles are the absolute inversion. So America, in my opinion, can never be a racist nation, and people oftentimes conflate the actions of individual men who have existed in our history to be the state in the composition of the American experiment, and that is a false equivalency, in my opinion. America is not racist and never has been racist, in my opinion.
You know, the NAACP just called me and said that they're going to take your black card away because of what you just said.
But well, so be it.
the other common term going around is that only the color of the people that have the power are the only ones that can be racist. Therefore, blacks can't be racist.
Right.
And I had this conversation with somebody the other day who's black, and I said, so if what you're saying is true, then how do you account? Are you telling me that the people who run Detroit can't be racist because they're 98% black? We've got Baltimore. You want me to go on? And we got New York, you know, and we got a good portion of New York City. You got D.C. I mean, we got the whole list of the cities. So in those cases, with those blacks that run that have the power, are they the racist? And she looked me right in the face and said, no, that's a totally different thing. I was like, wow. All right. So we can have a conversation. Is that what you're saying? You know?
Right.
It's
so
amazing. So how do you deal with that?
So, okay, a few things there. Number one, so...
Well, guess what? You're going to have to wait. Put it on pause. We'll grab it on the other side of the break. Because sure. We believe in capitalism on the show, and somebody's got to pay the bill. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go too far. We're having a great conversation here. Again, you're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. Come on back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Christian Watson is joining me. He's a spokesman for Color Us United and the host of Pensive Politics. But before I bring him on, we got a caller out of Washington. Ed from Washington, how are you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while. Hope all is well.
Fine, yeah. Thank you for taking my call. In regards to this slavery thing, real quick, like, it gets down to the fact that society as a whole generally goes for peer pressure. So if you have a nation with a declaration saying that all people should be free, it's going to take a long time for that society to go through maybe several generations to appreciate it, because individually we all have our bias, our bigotry, and our racism. But because of the peer pressure, we learn to adapt because of the pressure of our nation saying this document is good. Now, we've had slavery, and we still continue to have slavery throughout the world in different variations of how that slavery is encompassed. But nevertheless, we will probably always have that. But in our country, at least it says we have that document to guide us by, and we've agreed as an overall nation that that's what we should try to attain to. But we will never get rid of the problems that we have because we're human, which is a good thing or a bad thing, because we show charity and then indignation. But the fact of how this has been misplayed through these political antics that are being done by this administration and a certain political party, all they're trying to do is to destroy us, not help us to continue to try to do the best we can, which is to be a better human being.
Ed, I always appreciate your comments. I'm going to let Christian respond to that, and thanks for calling. I really appreciate the call. Christian.
Yeah, that's an interesting...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement there. So a few things. You know, I think that American society, well, okay, I'm not even sure what that term means at this point, because society is such a very dynamic and ever-changing thing, and it's very different in different geographical areas as well, so I'm not even sure what that means. But I can tell you that there were a lot of people at the conception of the Constitution who did and generally did believe that all men were created equal. And then there were also people who were swayed by other forces who may not have believed that or may not have appreciated it. But I think that ultimately the reason why you had the abolition of slavery, the reason why you had such a fierce response in Reconstruction to the South, the reason why you had the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the reason why you have all this kind of stuff is because the principles of the American experiment were living through people. So I think that people, individuals, Americans, have been indispensable to manifesting the blessings of freedom that were ensured in our Constitution. I also think that it's very important that people don't trust or rely on the government to make them better folks. Where the government can't do that. The government doesn't have the ability to even run itself, much less run your life or run your character. I think that we have to focus and look at ourselves to make us ourselves better people.
That's really funny how people think. When they talk to Republican conservatives or what have you, they think we don't believe in racism and we don't believe in this. And I go, no, that's not it at all. I don't believe it's running rampant like it was in the 1950s, okay? We beat our brains out to get rid of this. A lot of us don't see racism as an issue, but not the prevailing issue. And we don't tolerate it. A lot of us said we don't tolerate it at all. That wouldn't have been the same in the 50s. To his point about... succumbing to peer pressure. I'm sure there were a lot of people that were against racism in the 50s, but because it was so accepted, if you would, in a lot of ways, they never said anything about it. There were very few people that would be willing to stand up and fight. I had a great conversation with Alveda King, and one of the things she told me was, yeah, have you talked to her?
I would love to.
She was sitting home one day after I think they had bombed her dad's house and or her grandfather's house, and she said she was in the living room saying, "I hate white people. I hate white people. I can't believe they do this. I hate white people." And she said her dad came around the corner and looked at her sternly and said, "Don't you ever say that again. There's white people that have died for us. There are white people that fight alongside of us. There are white people out there making a way for us. Don't ever say those kind of things. There's evil in all colors." You never hear anybody say that to me. Well, let me rephrase that. I want to broadcast that. You hear very few people stick up and say that today because it's not politically expedient, is it?
No. No, exactly. No, it's not. It's more expedient to scapegoat, and the scapegoat theory has been used throughout history to cause revolutions or to cause people to resent other people for political purposes. It's much better, or much easier, rather, to scapegoat someone than to actually recognize their common humanity and their common dignity if you want to obtain a political end. And for the sort of race merchant left, their political end is to continue to give minority groups a reason to think that they're aggrieved, to continue to give them more programs, to continue to make them believe that they don't have the power and the will to overcome these barriers. They have to address the systems and the invisible sort of oppressive ideas that are constantly coming against their life. And these are just things that are not true, but they are very marketable. And as we know, something can be very marketable and very misleading at the same exact time.
I being on the school board when Black History Month came around, I said, I know this isn't going to go over well, but I'm just going to say it. We're going to harp on slavery for 28 days. And the black community isn't made up of slavery. That's not the only thing about the black community. They have some great achievement. First of all, the overcoming of what they went through should be discussed. The great inventions that some of the black community has come up with and contributed to society, we should be talking about these on a regular basis. This is, instead, I'm walking through the schools and all I'm seeing is pictures of black people being whipped. Okay, yes, that happened, and it was atrocious, and it was terrible. What about the accomplishments? Why aren't we talking about those in Black History Month? I mean, am I just being too white here or what?
No. And again, this is a part of this idea of the black community. It's why I like to avoid that term, because so many people want to group the experiences of African Americans under this one collective umbrella and then call that a history month. Well, personally, my history began, 21 years ago when I was born. My history is not in the 1800s, not the 1900s. My history began when I began as a human being. I think that all of us should take that perspective. That's part of us being colorfully united in our unique differences, not our sort of collective similarities, but our unique differences, which make us all, productive people. And also, but they take this point and they use it to besmirch and attack achievements, like, for example, Black Wall Street. When Black Wall Street's anniversary came around, the story was not about how Black Wall Street was an exemplary example of freedmen, people who just had gotten rid of the shackles of slavery, becoming, using capitalism as a means of achieving the greatest amount of economic prosperity that area of the country had seen in its history. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how it burned. All the major networks that covered Tulsa talked about how it burnt and how there were racists who destroyed it. Now, this sort of fetishism of destruction, this sort of fetishism of destruction is not going to inspire people or empower people. It's going to transport them back to a time when things were very different than they are now, and it's going to give them a negative self-perception.
Hey, you started to deal with the issue of power having to do with color. We were talking about the different cities and how I was challenged by a black friend of mine when I said, look, bottom line with it is, if that's the premise, that the color of the people of power are racist, inherently racist, then how do you explain, again, Detroit, Chicago, and so forth? It's a bad premise, isn't it?
Yeah, so what leftists who believe this try to do is they try to say, okay, so racism is not solely about having a belief that might be derogatory towards a certain race. Racism actually is about a certain policy which either through intent or not through intent has had a negative impact on African Americans. And so they like to point to Reagan's welfare cuts and like to say, well, this had a negative impact on African Americans, therefore it is racist. Well, the problem with this is that if the policy was not conceived with racist intent, then you cannot really say that it's racist. If that same policy had an impact on white Americans, they wouldn't be saying that it's racist, so it's not a really consistent concept. Racism is only consistent when it applies to beliefs and values, not to impacts of certain policies, because an impact of a certain policy can be explained in many, many other ways that have nothing to do with racism. But this egregious redefinition of the word has made it incredibly impossible to deal with the issue of racism in any meaningful way outside of this sort of framework that leftists have erected for us. So, yes, it's a bad premise, it's a bad redefinition, and it kind of obscures the truth of what racism really is.
I'll tell you what scares me, too, is when I started the show 14 years ago now, I think it is, if somebody had said, Joe, I listened to your segment the other day, had a little bit of a racist overtone to it, I would have gone back and listened. Because sometimes you get in a role, you say something you don't mean to say, or it comes out bad with the English language, comes out terribly, and you check yourself. I'll tell you what, today doesn't mean anything. They have made that word of no effect whatsoever, and it's too bad, because it's a powerful, or should be a powerful enough word to get you to at least check yourself. It really doesn't do any good when every single thing you do, think, or say is racist. We've got about 20 seconds left. You can respond to that and then tell people how to find you.
Yeah, and I think that's right, and I think that people should just be worried about being a good person, being a mensch, as my Jewish brothers and sisters would say, and just, behaving in accordance to higher principles as opposed to being worried about the social stuff. You can find me on Twitter, at Official C. Watson. You can find me on colorationunited.org, where my email is. You can find me on YouTube, Christian Watson, and by searching in my podcast, Pens and Politics, on Google or YouTube. It's been very good to be here with you, Joe.
Yeah, Christian, I've enjoyed myself, and it's just so nice to hear a young man with some solid thoughts, and you've thought stuff through, and it just gives me hope, man. I'm the old guy in the room, and it gives me hope. We'll have you back again, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, people, don't...